I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 7th. Well, so far, 15 people have taken out nomination papers to run for elective office in this year's Quincy City election. Papers became available at the city clerk's office yesterday and are due back at City Hall by July 15th. All 9 city council seats and 3 school committee seats are on the ballot this year. Incumbent councilors Ian Kane and Nina Liang are not seeking re-election. All others are, and school committee members Doug Guttrow and Emily Lebo are not running again. Tina Cahill is. As of yesterday, 5 candidates took out papers to run for councilor at large, including incumbent Noel DeBona and newcomers William O'Neill, Ali Shaughnessy, Zequan Yon, and Andrew Pham. Kathleen Thrun and Walter Hubley took out papers to run for Ward 3. Incumbent James Devine and newcomer Virginia Ryan took out papers for Ward 4. Newcomers Deborah Riley and James Coffey took out papers to run for Ward 6. Ward 2 Councillor Richard Ash and Ward 5 Councillor Dan Minton also took out nomination papers to run for re-election. And Kai Lee and Kate Campbell took out papers to run for Quincy School Committee. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane is hosting a town hall, Financial Planning 101, Budgeting, Housing Costs, and Saving for Home Ownership Workshop. The meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Central Middle School. It's open to all. Financial planner Jeff Sullivan, realtor Colleen Healy will be the guest speakers. The Hale Family YMCA is holding their annual Taste of the South Shore fundraiser tonight at 6 p.m. at the center on Coddington Street in Quincy. The event will feature food and beverages from local restaurants, entertainment, and raffle tickets. Quincy Retired Teachers Association inviting retired Quincy Public School teachers to celebrate their 75th anniversary today from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Quincy Yacht Club on C Street. Well, hundreds of runners and walkers defied the rain and took to the streets of Quincy's Squantum neighborhood for Interfaith Social Services' 51st annual Stop the Stigma 5K recently. The event, which raises funds and awareness for mental health and addiction care, brought in more than $150,000 to fund counseling sessions for those in need at Interfaith's New Directions Counseling Center. Nearly 900 supporters signed up to take part in the April 26th event, and over 600 runners and volunteers came out to the Kennedy Center despite the rainy weather. New Directions serves anyone seeking counseling, but prides itself on being a safety net for the uninsured and underinsured members of the community by offering services on a sliding scale fee system to further break down barriers to receiving treatment. New clients to the New Directions Counseling Center received their first 4 sessions free of charge. Interfaith hosts the Stop the Stigma 5K each year to challenge stereotypes, encourage acceptance, and eliminate stigmas associated with mental health and addiction. Many participants feel a strong connection to the mission and run or walk to support family and friends or to highlight their own battles with mental illness or addiction recovery. The family of a Weymouth boy who became famous for his brain cancer battle received another difficult diagnosis. Jarlath Waters, who's the father of Mighty Quinn Waters, has been diagnosed with glioblastoma, a tumor in his brain. He'll undergo chemotherapy and radiation. His son, the Mighty Quinn, was diagnosed with brain cancer at 3 years old. While he was stuck inside, members of the community came by his window to cheer him up. He was also invited to Bruins and Red Sox games. And after 2 long fights, Mighty Quinn was declared cancer-free in March. Massachusetts sheriff urging the public to be on the lookout for phone scams involving callers posing as law enforcement. This after a Bourne resident lost more than $68,000 to fraudsters. The Bourne man contacted the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office last Friday to report the incident. The man said he received numerous calls starting on April 28th from two men claiming they worked for the Sheriff's Office. They allegedly told the man that he was facing a contempt of court order and a failure to appear for jury duty and would be arrested if he didn't pay the sum they demanded. The man, who has filed a report with Bourne Police, told authorities he lost $68,700 in the scam. The man told authorities he transferred the funds at a local convenience store, and he has since shared documents sent to him by the imposters. The sheriff's office said the documents included fake mobile escort orders that asked for a verbal sobriety statement from U.S. District Court Incorporated, along with an address for a residential neighborhood in Washington, D.C., not a federal office. One document claimed court and processing fees would be waived if the man paid a bail amount of $30,000, while another document referenced a former United States treasurer, but the word treasurer was misspelled. Sheriff Pat McDermott urges anybody who gets a call from people making similar claims to contact local police or his office. Well, senators have come up with 317 ways in which they'd like to amend the Senate Ways and Means Committee's nearly $1.3 billion transportation and education spending bill this week, and the MBTA zoning laws. Once again, a popular target, the committee's supplemental budget, backed by mostly excess income surtax revenues, is on the Senate calendar for debate tomorrow. The package directs $613 million to education and $670 million to transportation. The $370 million billed for the T is expected to be a common point of debate, given the committee's divergence from the roughly $790 million that the House approved to go toward helping the T replenish its depleted deficiency fund and maintain service gains. Senators from both parties want to make the debate also about the MBTA Communities Act, a 2021 law that passed without much fanfare at the time, but has since become one of the tensest topics in state government. The law, which requires cities and towns with or near MBTA service to zone for multifamily housing by right in at least one reasonably sized district, was designed to help address the state's housing supply shortage. Much of the public concern surrounding the law has revolved around the town of Milton, a town deemed a rapid transit community because it hosts the light rail Mattapan trolley, which some have argued is not equivalent to the rest of the T's core transit system. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy said last month that the town has a point about the, quote, crazy little trolley car, but said he was not open to legislative action to change the situation. Democratic Senator Bill Driscoll of Milton will try to convince the Senate that some legislative action should be taken. His amendment would amend the T Act to declare that the Mattapan high-speed line shall not be considered a rapid transit line, which could affect Milton's requirements under the law. When the House debated its version of the surtax supplemental budget last month, Speaker Mariano got a $25 million earmark for a parking garage at a medical facility that will be built in Quincy Center. For that earmark to become a reality, it'll need to either be added to the Senate plan or survive House-Senate negotiations over a compromise version. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow dropped 389. The NASDAQ fell 154, and the S&P lost 43. Shares advanced. In Asia, the dollar rose, the euro fell, and oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Game 2, Celtics and Knicks at the Garden tonight at 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Rangers beat the Red Sox 6-1. Series continues at Fenway at 6:45 this evening. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly cloudy and a high of 73 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds and a high 72. Friday, we've got rain and cooler temperatures with highs Friday in the mid-50s. Saturday, we'll start out with some showers, may have some breaks of sun later, and a high Saturday, 67 degrees. The marine forecast today calling for 2-foot waves, wind south at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 8:32 a.m. Sunrise 5:31, sets at 7:49. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 7th.